This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un upgraded their country's relationship as they met Wednesday in Pyongyang. The developments are being criticized by the U.S. and its allies, who say the relationship is a threat to global peace. More from VOA's Bill Gallo in Seoul, South Korea.
The two men signed a treaty, pledging to come to each other's defense if attacked. Putin said the comprehensive partnership agreement signed today includes, among other things, mutual assistance in the event of aggression against one of the parties to the agreement. Kim said our two countries' relations have been elevated to a new high level of alliance, laying the legal groundwork for the grand ideas of leadership of the two countries. The signing of the Mutual Defense Treaty surprised many observers, who view the Putin-Kim relationship as a marriage of convenience. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
The Israeli government on Wednesday said the U.S. ambassador to Israel told it weapons and ammunition from the U.S. were in the process of being delivered to Israel, spokesman David Mentzer.
The prime minister thanked him for that news and said that he expects this to happen, and he's instructed Israeli teams to work with our American counterparts so that it will happen.
Netanyahu on Tuesday claimed the U.S. was holding weapons and implied this was slowing Israel's offensive in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. The U.S. military's on-again, off-again floating pier in Gaza is expected to resume operations on Thursday to unload sorely needed humanitarian aid for Palestinians, two U.S. officials told Reuters. They said the pier had been reattached to the shore on Wednesday after being temporarily removed last Friday because of sea conditions. This is VOA News. South Africa's president, Cyril Ramaphosa, vowed to improve basic living conditions for all citizens as he was inaugurated on Wednesday as the head of a new power-sharing government. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
So help me God.
A weakened South African president, Cyril Ramaphosa, was sworn in for a second term in office on Wednesday. His party, the African National Congress, was humbled in a May 29th election and now shares power with five other parties.
The President of the Republic of South Africa.
At a ceremony in the capital, Pretoria, Ramaphosa told crowds that the voice of the people had been heard. Voters punished the ANC for its record on issues including the economy, crime, power cuts, and corruption.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Nearly 2 million Muslims will reach the end of the Hajj pilgrimage this week, but extreme heat has proved fatal for hundreds who began the journey last Friday to the Grand Mosque in Mecca, Saudi Arabia. At least 562 people have died during the Hajj, according to a Reuters tally, based on foreign ministry statements and sources as of Wednesday. Egypt alone has registered 307 deaths and another 118 missing, medical and security sources told Reuters, as temperatures at times soared past 51 degrees Celsius. The Philippines urged China on Wednesday to avoid actions that put sailors and vessels in the South China Sea in danger, saying China's words need to match its behavior in the disputed waters. Reuters correspondent Trevor Corral reports.
Video released by the Philippines shows Chinese Coast Guard vessels ramming rigid hull inflatable boats of the Philippine Navy in the South China Sea. The military says a Navy sailor suffered a serious injury as a result during a resupply mission on Monday. It called the incident an intentional high-speed ramming. Philippine military officials said China's Coast Guard personnel were carrying knives and spears, looted firearms, and, quote, deliberately punctured Philippine boats involved in the mission to resupply its troops stationed on the Second Thomas Shoal. China's Coast Guard disputed the statement.
Reuters correspondent Trevor Corral. A failure in an energy transmission line produced a blackout throughout Ecuador on Wednesday, the government reported, days after announcing that there would be new power outages in the country due to production problems. Ecuador's Ministry of Energy, in a message on X, formerly Twitter, said that the failure was reported by the country's national electricity operator and caused a cascade disconnection, leaving the nation without energy service. I'm Joe Ramsey.